The following production is part of the We Be Geeks podcast collective.
This podcast is a member of the Red 5 Network. For more Red 5 Network podcasts and content creators, visit bio.link/red5.
Produced with podcasting gear from Tascam. Trust your audio to Tascam. Sound thinking.
This show brought to you by Jersey Ninja. New items added weekly, superior quality products, excellent selection, competitive pricing, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. That's Jersey Ninja at jerseyninja.com. Your source for great quality hockey jerseys and performance wear products.
Crisis for the geek kind. Top geek officials admit they underestimated the hipster's defense capability. Join the revolution and save the galaxy. Geeks from all over the globe are joining up to fight for the future. They're doing their part. Are you? Want to know more? Join We Be Geeks and the Geek Revolution and save the world. Service guarantees citizenship. Want to know more?
Do not attempt to adjust your device. This is an Extreme Freedom audio bulletin. It cannot be traced, it cannot be stopped, and it is the only free voice left in the Geek Revolution.
And welcome to another episode of We Be Geeks. And each time I'm playing the intro, I'm like, shoot, I was supposed to fix that.
I was just thinking. I thought you were going to change that.
Yeah. I plan on it. I mean, it's not that I don't like the intro part or the first half of the intro. It's at this point in time. I think it just really isn't the show much anymore.
Mm.
Whereas the second half, the eyes only aspect. It is still our vibe. I just think the Starship Trooper homage, while I love what was done with it.
Yeah.
I love it, but I think we outgrew that part of it.
Right. Yeah.
Whereas the eyes only part, it's still very much us. Now, to me, I feel that's still us attitude wise. Yeah. That we're taking that, taking the show down more that road than the other, claim citizenship.
Yeah. I totally agree with that. Yeah.
I mean, again, I enjoyed coming up with all of that, but it's kind of hard to call you, our listeners, citizens, because it just doesn't. You, the listeners, are geeks just like us. You're riding along with us on the geek revolution. You're geeks just like us. We be geeks. You be geeks. We all be geeks.
Oh, man, that was like poetry.
It was a haiku, mm-hmm. Not a haiku. So, yeah. So at this point in time, I mean, if we were to do baseball jerseys or hockey jerseys with the number 12 on the back, because that's when the show, because that would be symbolizing the year that the show started in 2012, it would say geeks, for a generic, it'd just be geeks across the back, not citizens.
Right.
No, Wookiee Radio is still Smugglers. Smugglers 16, because that was the year that show started. I think with Mighty Marvel Geeks, it'd be Agent in 12, or Agent in 13, which is also fitting because that's also Sharon Carter. She's Agent 13.
Oh, yeah.
But it'd be Agent in 13 because it's easier to say Agent instead of Field Agents across the back.
Mm-hmm.
So, But I may do a poll on Mighty Marvel Geeks to go, would you rather see field agent or agent? Field agents or agent? Agents. One or the other. No, I think geeks, y'all are geeks like us.
I hope so, at least.
And I'll reach out to Paul McCartney, see if that could be the new theme song. Geeks like us.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
But Spies Like Us, still a great movie.
I haven't seen that in a very long time.
I think the last time I watched it was like 3 years ago. But yeah, it's been a while. So, stories. Gonna hit some collectibles to start us off. And yes, this is Star Wars related, but it's also Disney related, because this is Disney March for May the 4th. I don't think we touched on this on Wookiee Radio this week. No, we didn't, because this news dropped today as we're recording.
Yeah.
So we'll probably bring it up again.
We're good, but we're not that good.
We'll probably bring it up again on next week's show, or when we record next week. But May the 4th, Tatooine Collection drops with a Starbucks tumbler. So with this collection, you'll be able to get your orders in on tax day, April 15th, starting at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. There's already been some apparel released. But now we're going to discuss the Sands of Tatooine collection, which will include a ear headband, a mini backpack from Loungefly, a spirit jersey, and a coveted Starbucks tumbler. Now, this is not like the diamond grip tumblers that have been. This looks more of their steel tumblers with the hammer top sip lid. The Tatooine one doesn't look too bad.
Yeah, actually. I kind of like that.
It's not too bad. I do kind of like it. And I hit the link for their secret Order 54 page.
I just saw that, yeah.
But that's not the page I'm on. The May the 4th, we talked about this on Wookiee Radio, the May the 4th stainless steel water bottle with Boba Fett on it.
Oh, yeah.
It's $28. It's not bad looking. But I don't see the... See, I love this Wookiee of the Year shirt, but it's a kid shirt. It's like, come on. Really? I want it now. I want it for me. So yeah, the Sands of Tatooine stuff is not, but the artist bowl set that's on here, this looks cool.
Yeah. And,
the plate set's okay, but I like the bowl set.
Yeah.
I really like that bowl set.
The glass pitcher looks pretty cool too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's done by, Will Gay. I'm kind of digging his art style for this.
Ooh, I like the glasses too.
Yeah.
Those are cool.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm really digging the art style he's got.
Yeah. I like on the glasses how they have Darth Vader and Boba Fett are holding balloons. Darth Vader's got the Death Star and Boba Fett has Han and carbonate.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I love that.
The Chewbacca glass is really good, too.
Yes, yes.
But like yourself, I'm a sucker for anything Wookiee. And I'll tell you, I was a Chewbacca fan before we started Wookiee Radio. But because of Wookiee Radio, I have become a huge Wookiee fan.
Mm.
And, gee, I wonder why. But, I mean, since we've started the show, there's been quite a bit of Wookiee stuff out there. You know, Black Chrysanthemum has come out in two different Black Series figures. Zalzabar from Knights of the Old Republic, Bumbles, the Holiday, the Holiday Wookiee from a couple years ago, the Were Wookiee.
Oh, yeah.
Which is cool.
Which I'm glad I got.
And of course, there's two different Chrysantans for Vintage Collection that are out. Which I gotta get I have the San Diego one. And I almost want to get a second one so I can open up the second one. I have one closed and put the second one that opens on top of it. Or do the reverse. But I also want the deluxe that will actually come out of the package. But if I get a second San Diego one, I don't know if I actually take them out of the package or not. But I wouldn't mind, because the display for the San Diego Comic-Con one, with the way it opens up, is gorgeous as well. So I want to leave the one intact with all the tape and everything else, because if I resell any of them, that would be the one to resell. But then have the other one for display.
I always open everything.
This would be that one time that for the San Diego Comic Con, since it's still available, I would get a second one. One to open and one for complete. One to open up to display as is, because I don't want to have two of the. I think the only difference is the head sculpt on the two. Because one's snarling and one's not. But San Diego comes with more accessories. A bit more accessories. But I'm actually going back to like the Revenge of the Sith figures and trying to find the different Wookiees from there, like Tarful and the Wookiee Warrior.
Oh, yeah.
Add those. And I'm trying to find the Wookiees from Rebels, from the Rebels figures, the original Rebels figures. Because they made the two Wookiees that are highlighted the most in the Kessel episode. So I'm anything Wookiee figure wise, Black Series or vintage or retro, I'm trying to find. Oh, I do have a Chrysantan retro figure.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. So yeah, that one I may get a second one for a wall to leave carded on the wall, and then the one to open. I haven't decided on that yet. But my retros, I'm opening and then keeping the cards separate and just, you know, putting the cards into like a comic box to keep the cards. But I'm taking the figures out and displaying them. May the 4th. Wait. Here we go. You order 54, which is actually 5.4. Well, come on. Yeah, you click on it. It just says on the 15th, you get available April 15th, but you can't preview it.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, it says May the 4th turns to the dark side.
Yeah. But you click on the Tumblr, and it takes you to all the Starbucks stuff. Okay. If it's like these other, like the Walt Disney World and Disneyland stainless steel, if that's a stainless steel tumbler, it's going to be around $40. It's an easy flow tumbler to drink out of. Looking at this one picture. I think it's cool that they're going to do Tatooine, but I want to see some other. I want to see them do like they did with, like they had done in the past with the Been There series coffee mugs.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see more planets. Because if they do one for Batuu, I'm definitely buying the Batuu one. And I will use that one like crazy. Hoth, I would also go for in a heartbeat. So, getting back to this, so yeah, Now, keep in mind, at DisneyStore.com, use the code SHIPMAGIC at checkout to get free shipping on all orders of $75 or more. So, you heard it here. On the comic news, Josh Gad, which you know him best for Olaf.
Maybe you do.
You also know him from The Angry Birds. And he's also done a few other films.
Yeah, he's actually done some live action stuff.
Yeah. He is releasing his first comic book with Dark Horse called The Rider. It teams Gad with storytellers Ben and Max Berkowitz, also with veteran Marvel artist Ariel Olivetti.
Oh, he's one of my favorites.
And letterer Frank
Kaskovich. No.
Vekovich?
Vekovich?
I don't know if the C, I don't know if the C silent or the V is silent.
I know.
So yeah. This is a creator-owned comic. It's gonna be, and it's not unlike Keanu Reeves' Berserker, which I still need to get that one too.
I was reading that for a while, but I haven't read the latest.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
So I mean, I like these ideas of celebrities like this wanting to write their own tale.
Yeah.
If Dark Horse. Dark Horse. Is my mind thinking dark and horse at the same time? Trying to say it at the same time. Dark Horse. If Dark Horse is actually entertaining that idea, cool. Let's see more. Because we know CM Punk, under his real name, Phil, I can't think of his last name, real last name.
Punk?
No, it's not Punk.
I know comedic actor Paul Scheer has done some stuff.
Phil Brooks. He wrote for a title on for Marvel. I don't remember what title he wrote though. You were saying who?
Paul Scheer, who people might know from The League, bunch of other stuff. I know he did a Cosmic Ghost Rider story, but I think he's done some other stuff too.
So now I'm looking at Wikipedia to find out what CM Punk helped. Right. Because he was a co-writer. Yeah, sort of like Josh Gad is.
Mm. I love it because it's cool to see who, you know, to find out, oh, hey, that celebrity is also a comic book fan like me.
Yeah. I know Samoa Joe is a huge fan. I know Christopher Daniels is a huge fan. And I would love to see both of them partner up with somebody and write something. Because if they're comic fans, then yeah, bring them in, highlight, you know, do a story arc or two.
Totally.
Or a mini series or maxi series. And I think it's great to have them team up with actual writers.
Yes.
So the writers could actually help take their story and put it in comic script form.
Exactly.
Because that's why in comic books, they're not authors. They're writers because they're writing a script.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a book, a novel, yes, you're writing it, but you're authoring it. Man, this is a long entry. I'm still in his wrestling career. I haven't even hit his MMA when he left to go do MMA because it was after while he was toying around with MMA, he was doing the co-writing stint. Probably would have been better if I looked at this on the computer instead of my phone.
Quite possibly.
Screw it. That's where I'm going now.
But yeah, I think it's fun when they do that, when they bring in some well-known people.
Yeah,
I always love to know who's a fellow comic book fan. That makes me like them that much more.
Brooks, aka CM Punk, wrote the introduction for the hardcover edition of the 2012 crossover event Avengers versus X-Men, and then described that as a geek dream come true. In 2013, he wrote a foreword for his friend and ex-girlfriend Natalie Slater's cookbook, Bacon Destroy, Good Food for Bad Vegans. That sounds like an interesting cookbook to get. In 2015, Thor Annual Number 1 was partly written by Brooks, and then he co-wrote The Most Cursed, which appeared in Vertigo Comics Strange Sports Stories Number 3. Okay. He also co-wrote Drax ongoing series. And a one-shot for Master of Kung Fu, Marvel's Master of Kung Fu, that was published in November of 2017.
Interesting.
So, yeah, the Drax series. I knew it was something. So, yeah, I mean, the Drax series is not bad. And he was praised pretty good for it, for the stories he came up with, and brought a different element to Drax of the... You know, more the fight element out with the wrestling and the MMA stuff that he was experiencing. He was able to translate that into Drax, who, you know, if anyone's going to be a pro wrestler in the Marvel Universe, Drax. So, but with Josh Gad, yeah, so the writers. This first issue hits comic book shops and digital retailers on June 19th. And if you go to Dark Horse's website or YouTube channel, they have the official trailer for it.
So really?
I'm going to have to go watch the trailer. Now, have you caught yet, or is it in your plans this weekend for Fallout?
I am planning to at least start it, yes.
I started episode 1 last night, went to bed.
Did they release the whole thing, right?
Yeah, 8 episodes, and then there's 2 little bonus. I'm on episode 6. I'm hooked, dude.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it.
Resident Evil, you know, takes the essence of the game pretty good. Last of Us does the same thing. Halo, I feel season 2 is more fan friendly for fans of the game than season 1. But season 1 is kind of almost a necessary evil for the series. It definitely makes season 2 better. And of course, after season 1, all the writers were let go and brand new writers were brought in for season 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Trying to think what other video games turn movies or shows have been put out there. I'm not going for the obvious, like Sonic the Hedgehog or
Sonic the Hedgehog was not that bad, actually, surprisingly.
I'm curious to see the Knuckles series coming to Netflix.
I thought that was coming to Paramount Plus
or Paramount Plus.
Yeah, because I don't have Paramount Plus, so I can't see it. I did kind of want to see it, though.
But it's almost like it's taking that taken from the period of where Knuckles has gone from bad to good.
Yeah.
So I'm very curious to see that. I haven't watched that movie. What is that, Sonic 2, that has Knuckles?
I haven't seen that one yet. I've only seen the first Sonic movie so far, but...
The Pokemon movie was okay.
Which one? The Detective Pikachu?
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad. I liked it.
Is there a second live-action one?
I don't even know.
I know there's one talked about.
I don't think so. Yeah, I think there's just animated Pokemon movies.
Oh, there's a bunch of those. But Detective Pikachu wasn't bad.
No, I liked it. It was pretty decent.
It translated to live action fairly well.
Yeah.
I mean, the concept was brilliant behind it.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was very, very cool how it was done.
Yeah.
Man, I'm trying to think of other. I mean, Resident Evil was. I enjoyed the franchise.
I only saw the first movie and I didn't really like it.
Doom was horrible.
I've never seen Doom because I heard it was so bad.
I mean, I had no problems playing the game when you're in first person shooter mode.
Mm.
When they switched to that in the movie.
Oh, they did.
I have it on DVD.
Ugh.
And it may be the edition that I got for DVD where you could choose to do it. When it went to that, I felt like I was getting seasick, motion sickness. It was almost like that that other movie that was all shot
from the character. Oh yeah, right.
I can't watch that. I have to watch that one in small stretches.
Yeah.
because I want to say it was all filmed on digital, which is a higher frame rate.
Mm.
And it got to me.
I've heard how bad that movie was, so I've never seen that one.
I mean, leading to it wasn't bad. I think it would have been better without The Rock.
Say what?
if I remember right, he was in that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't remember who else was in it. I want to say Carl Urban, but I may be wrong. I'm most likely wrong.
If it's that bad, I hope he wasn't in it. I love Carl Urban.
All right. Carl Urban was in it.
Oh, Carl.
Yeah. Hey, you can have some stickers. You're in.
Yeah, here. They can't all be winners. Speaking of which, I really would love to see a sequel to the Dread movie.
Yes. If not a sequel, a series.
Oh, yeah, that would be cool. I would love that. I thought he was really good as Judge Dredd.
Borderlands. I never got into Borderlands.
Me either.
But I didn't get into the game either. Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah.
Never watched that film. And I heard it's horrible.
Yeah, I've not heard great things.
As I hit here, it goes, here's a gallery of on-screen video game adaptations from console to screen. Cate Blanchett's in Borderlands.
Yes.
So I may go back and catch it.
Has it even come out yet? I don't think it's come out yet.
I think it comes out later this year.
Yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis, Jack Black, Kevin Hart, Ariana Greenblatt, and Florin Muntinow. Okay. This is going to be fun, actually.
That's the Badlands one?
Yeah, or Borderlands.
Borderlands, yes. Yeah. Yeah, it does look kind of interesting, I'll admit.
There's Sword.
Sword.
Coming out later this year, and I guess it's based on Halo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And wait. And it's the same actor, Pablo Schreiber, who plays Master Chief in the series.
Is it just an extension of the series, or is it?
I don't know.
Its own thing.
I don't know. It says episode aired. Oh, wait. Sword is the episode title.
Oh, okay.
Of season 2, episode 2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alrighty. So the Halo series. Again, season 2, definitely more in tune to the game than season 1. Season 1 has moments. Of course, they list Five Nights at Freddy's, which, yeah, I could really care. Gran Turismo.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Which was based on the real life.
I know, that's weird. It's a movie based on a game, based on a real life event, based on...
It's a movie, yeah, where the creators of the game teamed with Nissan to create the Gran Turismo Academy?
I think so, yeah. Or
something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Driving school, whatever. And it talks about the first winner.
Actually, I did hear it was a good movie.
I've watched it twice.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I really enjoy it. Orlando Bloom's in it. David Harbour's in it too.
Oh yeah, I do remember that. Yeah,
I thoroughly enjoyed it. Of course, Last of Us.
Great series.
Super Mario Brothers movie.
Which one?
With Chris Pratt. The latest one, 2023.
The animated one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. It wasn't bad. It was okay.
Twisted Metal.
I haven't watched that yet, but...
I enjoyed Twisted Metal. I can't wait for season two.
Oh, really? I gotta check it out.
To take the concept of the game, which is you're basically going round in the game, it's you go from race to race or arena to arena trying to survive. Well, this is taking that concept of it's that time period and you have various characters, but you're a runner. And you're trying to run stuff from one city to another and not get killed. So, I mean, it's a cool show. I loved Anthony Mackie in it.
That has Anthony Mackie in it, right?
Yeah. Samoa Joe plays, what's the clown character?
Sweet Tooth.
He is the physical presence of Sweet Tooth, but they kind of do like Darth Vader. There's a different voice for him. Even though... Samoa Joe could probably get away with it. But the voice they use is Will Arnett does the voice.
Oh, that's cool. I love Will Arnett.
So, I mean, I'm not upset with that at all. But to have Samoa Joe as the or Joe Cineo, which is his real name, be Sweet Tooth, perfect. I mean, it's right there. He is ideal as Sweet Tooth.
I'm definitely going to have to check that out.
Animated wise, we had Cyberpunk Edge Runners back in 2022.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen that yet. I want to.
The Resident Evil stuff, Arcane, 2021, but that was animated. Uncharted.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet either.
I haven't seen it either. Sonic the Hedgehog 2 and of course 1. Let's go back to 1993.
No.
John Leguizamo, Bob Hoskins.
Oh no.
Super Mario Brothers. Double Dragon.
Oof. Have you seen that?
I don't know if I've seen it or not.
It's not great.
Okay, looking at the next picture, no, I have not seen it. And I did not realize Alyssa Milano was in it. So to go in line with that, how about from 1994, starring Kylie Minogue, Street Fighter?
Oh, yeah. That was not good either.
No, but it was fun. And the one picture they're showing here, Jean-Claude Van Damme, Kylie Minogue, Ming-Na Wen.
Yep, she played Chun-Li.
Grand L. Bush, Andrew Bernarski, Damian Chapa, Byron Mann, Peter Navy, Tuasosopo in Street Fighter from 1994.
Oh, you missed one.
Name-wise?
Yep.
Ooh.
In his final role, playing M. Bison.
Well, he's not in this picture.
Ah, that's why. Raul Julia.
I mean, it was a fun film. That's a guilty pleasure movie for me.
For me.
It's like, okay, yeah, I'll watch this.
I have actually not seen it in a very long time.
This is one I actually liked this movie better than the remake from a few years ago, but Christopher Lambert in Mortal Kombat.
I didn't care for the recent remake that much.
The only thing that was good about the recent was the Sub-Zero Scorpion story.
Yes.
That was it.
I wish they had done more with that.
I wish they just made this one featuring, you know, start off, we're going to down the Mortal Kombat realm, but we're only going to do Sub-Zero Scorpion. Do this tale.
Yeah, that would have been good.
And then the next one, you get into the tournament.
Right. Yeah, that would have been interesting.
Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
That was not good.
I didn't realize Ray Park was in that.
Yep.
Yeah, it was not.
It was not.
I think Christopher Lambert was the only one from the first one that in that one. And actually, I don't even think he was. Right.
I think so, but I don't really remember.
But Brian Thompson's in it. That would have been like the only saving grace. But it didn't carry much. All right, here's another one from console to screen. I don't know how you felt about it. I actually enjoy it and wouldn't mind actually going out and getting a digital copy of this.
Mm-hmm.
Wing Commander.
Oh, I never saw it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I thoroughly enjoyed Wing Commander. Can't forget Angelina Jolie bringing to life for the first time Lara Croft, Tomb Raider.
Oh, yeah.
First one I enjoyed. Second one was okay.
Yeah.
Ming-Na Wen in Final Fantasy, The Spirits Within.
Oh, yeah.
When I first saw that one, I'm like, oh, this is really cool live action. Then there was just one scene. It's like, this isn't live action. This is digital.
Wow. You didn't know that going in?
No.
Oh, interesting.
Because I didn't know much about Final Fantasy. I knew it was a game. But I know with Spirits Within, they went way further into the future than what the games usually were.
Oh, yeah. I read articles about it and stuff. I knew all about the movie at the time.
I did not, but it was like, you know, the first 10 minutes, I'm like, this is shot pretty good. And then all of a sudden, no, this is animated. But I'll be darned, the quality, you know, for 2001, this blew animation out of the way.
Whoa, 2001.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that long ago. But
the animation was amazing.
Yeah.
In 2001.
Yeah.
Gone back to Resident Evil. House of the Dead.
I never saw that.
Never saw that, and I don't remember the game.
I remember the game vaguely.
Of course, we just talked about Lara Croft, you know, Cradle in Life was the second one, but yeah, you know, I'm to say Lara Croft, Tomb Raider, talking the entire franchise, just like with Resident Evil.
Right.
Yeah, it's the entire franchise. Alone in the Dark.
I never saw that.
Never saw that. Christian Slater and Tara Reid.
Oof, Tara Reid. Christian Slater, though.
Hmm. This was 2005. Hmm. Right at the beginning of Tara Reid really messing up her life. Doom, Blood Rain. I did enjoy Blood Rain.
Never saw that,
but I don't remember the game.
I do remember the game,
but I did enjoy the first film. I've tried watching the second one. I think there's a couple.
Second one?
There's like a second or a third. I've tried watching. I think it's the second one, and it's like, but the first one I enjoyed. Silent Hill.
I never saw that.
Never saw that one. Jodie Foster's in it. No,
oh, really?
No, sorry. Wrong. Jodelle Ferland. Why I read Jodie Foster, I don't know. DOA, Dead or Alive.
I never saw that.
I know the game, but I haven't seen the movie.
I heard it wasn't that bad, actually.
I may have to go try and catch this one. Hitman.
I never saw that.
I loved the game.
Yeah.
I loved the different games. The movie just really didn't... I started to watch it, and I never got into it.
Yeah, I heard it didn't do a great job of capturing it.
No. Speaking of Hitman... well, the next movie that gets brought up is In the Name of the King, a Dungeon Siege Tale.
I don't think I've seen that.
I don't think I haven't. I know I haven't seen that one. But Assassin's Creed.
Not good.
I thought it was interesting.
No, it's bad. And that's all I have to say about that.
All right. Apparently, In the Name of the King, a Dungeon Siege Tale, Burt Reynolds is in it.
What?
Yep. Burt Reynolds, Jason Statham, John Rhys-Davies.
Wow.
I may have to watch this one now. This may be going on the list.
Color me intrigued.
Max Payne. Love the game. I haven't watched the film.
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg's in it.
I've heard the movie was not great.
Mila Kunis is in it, too. Street Fighter Legend of Chun-Li from 2009.
Yeah, that one wasn't great.
Kristen Keurig is in it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time.
I didn't see that, either.
I did. It wasn't bad.
I heard it wasn't great, but...
But we're also talking about it's based on a game that was an 8-bit, 16-bit game.
Mm.
So, like an old Atari Nintendo, Super Nintendo game.
I don't think I ever played the game, either.
Back to Resident Evil. Another Silent Hill.
Oh, yeah, there was a sequel.
Need for Speed.
Didn't see it.
I've seen it a couple times because other people at work would have it on the TV, and it's like trying to change it. It managed to find its way back. Like, yeah, okay.
I've not heard great things about it.
Well, you had a decent cast. Aaron Paul's in it.
Hmm.
The Futurama knockoff, Pixels.
Ugh.
Where they ripped that directly from an episode of Futurama.
That was not good.
No. But you know, I hate to say it, it's a guilty pleasure movie. It's one that if there's nothing else on, I will stop and watch it. Just for Q-Bert alone.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed Q-Bert. That was another film that had Josh Gad in it.
Mm-hmm.
Hitman Agent 47. So second film in that.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll turn that into the franchise. Ratchet and Clank.
Oh, I never saw that. That was animated though, right?
Yep. The Angry Birds movie.
No, I didn't see that either.
And there was a sequel. Did not see that. Warcraft. I wanted to see it.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I missed out on that one.
And I still haven't watched it on streaming, but I wanted to see it. What I saw of the orcs was amazing.
Yeah.
That's why. Because to me, Warcraft, even though it was based on the video game, I took it, you know, the video game kind of came from Warhammer, from Games Workshop. It's like the inspiration.
Hmm.
But I would love to see them do StarCraft as well. But I don't think we'll get it. I guess there was another film in the Final Fantasy 15, Kingsglaive.
Didn't even know that existed.
And I'm looking at this going, okay, was this live action or was this animated? Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at these pictures going, I don't know. I just don't know. Of course, Assassin's Creed. When they were flashback to Egypt or medieval, I enjoyed.
Yeah, that wasn't so bad.
It was the whole putting him in the
the animus here.
Yeah. I almost wish the movie started with that. You know, we're going to put, you know, he gets killed. They bring him to the prison. They load him into that. And then boom, go back to his past life where he was the assassin and just play out that whole thing.
You know, it's funny. That's kind of how I always wish the games were too.
So it's one of those, you know, that's how I will have reworked it. Sort of like I always talked about with Book of Boba Fett.
Oh, yeah, right.
Of course, there was the new Tomb Raider.
I did not see that one.
I have not seen that one. I don't know if I want to.
I kind of do, but...
Rampage.
I've seen part of it, but I haven't seen all.
I've seen part of it. I was disappointed because I was expecting it to be more like the video game.
Yeah.
Than what they did with it.
Yeah, it's kind of like only a name.
Yeah. Pokemon Detective Pikachu.
Not bad.
I didn't realize Ken Watanabe was in that.
Yeah.
Monster Hunter.
I did not see that. I didn't even know about that.
I didn't. I think I heard about it, but missed it. Mila Jovovich is in it. And Tony Jaa. 2021 Mortal Kombat. No. No. Werewolves Within.
Okay, I'm definitely not familiar with that.
I'm not the game either. And again, another Resident Evil. And of course, Fallout. Which, I've been extremely impressed with Fallout so far.
Yeah, I'm probably going to start it tonight after we're done.
So, yeah. But Fallout star Walton Goggins talks about bringing the post-apocalyptic world to life. Of course, he plays Cooper Howard, a famous Hollywood actor. Who survives the post-apocalyptic wasteland as the sadistic mutant bounty hunter, the Ghoul.
Very cool, and I'm a big fan of him and some of the other stuff he's done. Walter Goggins, he's really good.
I want to say the first show I remember seeing him in was it Tour of Duty? No, not Tour of Duty. It's a show on CBS, almost like a SEAL team show.
I'm unsure.
He was great as Baby Billy in Righteous
Gemstones. Oh, yes, he was. He
loved Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah, that show was awesome. Oh, he was amazing.
He apparently is doing the voice of Cecil in Invincible.
Yes, he is. Yes.
He was in a show called Six on CBS. It was in Maze Runner, The Death Cure.
Didn't see it.
He made an appearance for one episode on Big Bang Theory. Was in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yes, he was. That's right.
Yep.
I had to think for a second there.
The Hateful Eight, which I haven't seen.
Me either.
He was in G.I. Joe Retaliation.
Was he?
He was Warden Nigel James.
Oh.
He was in Django Unchained.
Yep.
He was in Lincoln.
Oh, no kidding.
Cowboys and Aliens.
Yeah.
Predators.
Yes.
He was in The Shield.
He has been around.
Yeah. I'm still not. He was in The House of 1,000 Corpses and Born Identity. I am not seeing the show I was thinking of because it was also a show. It was a show that also had Robert Patrick in it, who was in Shanghai Noon, Crow the Salvation. He was in Major League Back to the Minors. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
Man, he goes way back.
Yep.
1994, The Next Karate Kid.
No kidding. I did not even realize that.
Yeah. First project was a TV movie called Murder in Mississippi. So now I got to figure out what this other show was. Robert Patrick. This is bugging me. But this is an interesting show, though, or that we're doing tonight. Most of it's talking about, most of our time's been talking about video games turned into on-screen projects.
We have definitely gone off on a tangent tonight.
Yeah. But, you know, it's still kind of fun.
Yeah.
Robert Patrick was in True Blood?
He was?
Yeah. I don't remember that.
Me either.
12 episodes.
12 episodes?
That would have been like, that's like one season. What season was he in? Unless he was carried over from one season to another. The Unit. That was the name of the show. It's called The Unit. And I thought.
Sounds familiar.
I thought Walter was in that show. Or in it. I'm thinking SEAL Team 6. That was on the History Channel. Walter was in that show. That's where I was going. So,
well, after seeing what he can do in All Made Up in Righteous Gemstones, I'm looking forward to seeing him in Fallout.
He's great. He's absolutely great. I will say his character, you know, of course, I just said it, you know, he was a Hollywood actor. His character is very, the ghoul or Cooper Howard is actually quite vital to the story of Fallout. And I didn't catch that. Well, I guess the signs were there, but it really didn't pop for me until, I think episode 5, I think is what it was.
Interesting.
Yeah, and then they go more into it. Like 5 and 6 really highlight some of that. Like, oh, okay. So I'm going to wait till you. If you're going to watch it this weekend.
I don't know if I'm going to watch the whole thing this weekend, but.
If you manage, let me know how far you get, and we'll recap those episodes next week.
Okay.
We'll do the infamous, the good, the bad, the nitpicky. So, I found this one interesting, and I now need to watch this project. Sydney Sweeney reveals how many takes Immaculate's intense final scene took. And of course, it doesn't. I thought there was more of a story here.
Oh, I was wondering, because when I clicked on it, nothing came up.
It's a video.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
Yeah. So, one, I need to find out what Immaculate is.
It is, I believe it's, hold on a second. Oh, yeah. So
it's on Paramount Plus, apparently.
It's a movie about... she plays a nun who is warmly welcomed to the picture-perfect Italian countryside, where she is offered a new role as illustrious at an illustrious convent. But it becomes clear that her new home harbors dark and horrifying secrets. And it's something about her getting pregnant, and I think like carrying like the devil child or something, or something like that.
Sounds interesting. But to hear, you know, how many takes it took to do a final scene, that's got me intrigued too, to watch it. It's like, okay,
yeah,
a lot of takes. How did it get pieced together? And were the different takes done to, because they shot from different angles just to piece everything together.
And what is this final scene?
Yeah. So I'm now a little interested to see this. I'm just going to go through, because I'm looking at our time code for record, which is going to be different from where we actually are in the final product time code. We've been over an hour, dude. It's just flying. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a good episode when all of a sudden you look at, it's like, really? We've been going that long?
Yeah.
Jerry Bruckheimer talks about doing a Top Gun 3 and a Pirates of the Caribbean reboot. Cool. It's coming. Great. I don't know. I mean, Top Gun Maverick was good, but I saw that as a way of...
Yeah, I did.
A final tribute for Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
And to put Iceman to rest and kind of be that swan song retirement for Kilmer.
I was okay with not, you know, I was like, it was good, I enjoyed it, but we're done. Okay, good.
Top Gun, A New Hope. You got to do two runs. First one to open up a hole, second one to drop your second bomb in the hole. Mm-hmm.
But
that's Star Trench, huh?
But I don't really need, I don't need a third one. I don't know.
It's got to be a hell of a story.
Yeah. And as far as the Pirates movies go, I'm kind of done with those as well.
The only way I would accept a reboot is if the only actor you keep from the original series is Jack Sparrow.
Right.
And you make it more of a build the franchise properly around Jack Sparrow.
Right.
Instead of, well, yeah, it's about Jack Sparrow, but it's also about these characters and these characters and these characters. No.
Yeah.
Jack's the main focus and the main drive vehicle for the story.
Unnecessary.
So to me, unless they do that with Johnny Depp, because at this point in time, how can you not do Pirates of the Caribbean without Jack Sparrow?
Right. And you certainly can't do Jack Sparrow without Johnny Depp.
Yeah. It's like at this point in time, you can't do Iron Man without Robert Downey Jr. Yeah. I'd be curious to see how it goes.
Yeah.
Man, I'm just striking out on these stories when I picked them earlier. I just picked them in a rush and because my computer was starting to my laptop was wanting to do an update. So I was trying to make sure I didn't lose things. So I'm going to skip that story. Apparently, Paul Walter Hauser is set to star in a Chris Farley biopic.
Now, this I'm interested in. With
Josh Gad directing. This. And with them talking about this makes it, makes me go, I never watched the other movie that Hauser did as biopic, which was Richard Jewell. Now, I did watch him as Sean Eckhart in I, Tonya.
I didn't see that one either.
I finally got around to it. I, Tonya was pretty decent.
I've heard that.
I want to see Richard Jewell.
I've heard that one was pretty good too.
Of course, you know Paul Walter Hauser from Cobra Kai.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So if he's going to play Chris, that could be an interesting.
I am intrigued.
I am too. So who else is behind this? The movie will be based on the biography written by Farley's brother, Tom Farley Jr., and pop culture writer Tanner Colby.
Which I kind of want to read now. I've never read it.
So, yeah, this looks great. You see, Farley been on Saturday Night Live for a bit, but the breakout moment was the Chippendales audition.
Yeah.
Like, really? I thought it was before that. But I think Motivational Man came after all that.
Oh, maybe. Oh, that was the best. You know, down by the river.
Yeah. But him and Swayze. And Swayze going, oh, you got this, man. It's all you.
Yeah.
That was such a classic sketch. Such a classic sketch. And then the last story that I've got, I thought you might enjoy. As part of the new, I guess, Hasbro universe, it is official. Paramount Pictures is rolling out a live-action Transformers G.I. Joe crossover.
Yes. Now, I'm of two minds of this.
Yeah, looking at who the who's involved. Steven Spielberg, yay.
Yeah.
I totally forgot he was involved in the Transformers franchise.
Yeah.
The next name, Michael Bay.
Yeah.
No, get rid of him.
Yeah, no. And then I'm like, my first instinct is like, oh, yeah, Transformers G.I. Joe crossover, sweet. And then I'm like, oh, but Michael Bay and the Transformers movies were kind of a mess. And
Bumblebee was good.
I have not seen Bumblebee yet.
I really enjoyed Bumblebee.
I just finally the other day caught the last hour of The Last Night. And that was not that was not good.
To me, Last Night was the best of the Michael Bay films. And for me, what carried it was Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah.
That was it.
Although, yeah, I got to catch Bumblebee at some point.
I watched bits and pieces of Beast Wars.
I watched that one. It was actually not bad.
I enjoyed what I saw, but I just haven't gotten to it.
It still wasn't like what I wanted from a Transformers movie, but it was definitely better than the Michael Bay stuff.
Bumblebee, actually, I really enjoyed. It's like, wow.
Yeah, I've heard it was pretty decent. And
like, why couldn't the rest be like this?
I know, right?
So, yeah.
I had fooled myself for a while into thinking I enjoyed the first one just because it was finally seeing the Transformers on, you know, in a live action movie. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized, yeah, no.
The Transformers movies that Bay was directly involved with, produced and directed, was so many special effects that you didn't see. Because he did so much detail, but had everything moving so fast.
Yeah, you couldn't even tell what was going on.
Yeah, and you couldn't tell that it was a digital effect. It's like, there's a reason why they weren't this detailed in the cartoons or with the toys.
And so
when they did that, started doing that around when Mark Wahlberg came in.
It's a Transformer.
The look of the Transformers, I thought, got better.
Better, yeah.
But still not complete. But what they do with Bumblebee.
Yeah. My co-host Chris on Keepers of the Fringe, he's told me all about it, where they made it. They actually did what you wanted to see for like the first 5 minutes of the movie or something like that.
Yeah. And with Bumblebee, it's, you look at it and go, okay, this is how they're able to transform, and stuff fits in place where an actual person can sit inside. It makes sense. Whereas you look at the original films, it's like, with all this, when they transform, where the hell does all that go where people can sit inside? Yeah, no, I don't get it. So, other than that, that's all I've got.
Yeah, I got nothing else.
Then, I guess there's only one thing left to do.
Go see Paul.
So, the bad crowd you've been hanging out with is a science fiction club?
This has been a Weeby Geeks production.